It's time for our documentary of the week with Tom Powers and Rafaela Nehausen. They are the co-founders of the Doc NYC Festival and the Pure Nonfiction Podcast. Tom has this week's pick.
The last known slave ship to arrive in the United States was the Clotilda in 1860. Its owners burned the ship in Mobile, Alabama, to conceal their illegal voyage. Today, the local judge Carlos Finley explains why descendants of the ship's captives kept this history quiet for over a century.
The Africans were told for years, do not repeat this story. Don't even mention it outside of our house, because you could be killed. You could be lynched.
The documentary Descendant looks at the legacy of the Clotilda, exploring not only the descendants of the enslaved Africans, but also the Mayer family who owned the ship. Mobile resident Herndon Inge explains how white Southerners held on to a warped sense of history after the Confederacy.
The losers generally accept the fact that they're losers. They don't name schools after Joseph Mengele or the Nazi, any of the losing causes. They don't name schools after the losers' generals, but in the South we do.
Filmmaker Margaret Brown follows the mission to find the Clotilda's lost remains underwater. Vernetta Henson traces her family to the ship and explains why it holds meaning for her.
It's kind of like an adopted child. It keeps searching for that birth mother, keeps searching for that birth mother. Well, that's in my inner soul. I'm searching for my ancestry, and if I could put my finger on any part of it, I would feel more complete.
The film embodies the quote of William Faulkner, "The past is never dead. It's not even past." Descendant is now streaming on Netflix. For more information, visit wnyc.org/docs.